From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. In July of 1965, the University of Alaska Library inaugurated a new archives program aimed at preserving papers and records dealing with the history of the state. Many of these valuable records were being rapidly destroyed either through fire or natural causes, or being simply thrown away by people unaware of their historical value. Since its inception, the archival program has grown rapidly, and archivist Paul McCarthy has initiated a vigorous program of collecting historic records and papers from throughout the state. The University of Alaska Archives Program. Our story today on This Is Your University. We have with us today Mr. Paul McCarthy, the university archivist. Mr. McCarthy, can you tell us a little bit about the archival program at the university?
Well, as you've already mentioned, the program was initiated to preserve written records and manuscripts on Alaska, both for all future Alaskans and for research use by students and scholars of Alaska history. Many of these older records and papers have been and are being destroyed or are being taken outside the state. Our program is aimed at collecting and preserving these records.
Well, what type of papers or records do you have, or what are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for papers which record the way of life as it was in early Alaska. Diaries, journals, business and organizational records, letters, field notes are all important.
Could you give us some examples of what you now have in the archives collection?
We have the collected papers of a Major General C.S. Farnsworth, who was an Army commander in the interior Alaska during the late 1890s and early 1900s. We also have the papers of Judge Anthony J. Diamond, former delegate to Congress, and the papers of Dan Sutherland, who was a delegate to Congress from 1921 through 31. We also have the records of the old Alaska Commercial Company, and the personal records and field notes of both Otto Geist and Iris Garland, both former members of the university faculty.
Well, what do you do with the papers when you get them? Do you organize them or index them?
Yes. When we first get a collection, we examine it for content and then repair it or treat it if necessary. Then we organize the collection and index it. This index describes the types of papers a collection has and where they can be found.
You mentioned treating the papers. What sort of treatment are you referring to?
Most papers, especially the cheaper grades, have a certain amount of acid in them. As they get older, the acid starts to decompose the paper. We now combat the effects of the acid by storing the papers in acid-free file folders. The folders are then placed in special acid-free archival boxes which are designed to resist mildew. In the near future, we hope to start treating papers with a new deacidification chemical which was recently developed in England. These techniques will, we hope, assure maximum life for our collections.
What sort of arrangements do you have for people to use the archives?
The archives are open to any serious researcher or user. One restriction that we do have is that the material may not be removed from the archives. It is possible, however, in some cases, to get copies of documents in the collections.
Well, what if someone had some papers they thought you might be interested in? How would they make the necessary arrangements?
Well, they should write or call the archives at the university. If possible, they should describe the papers and tell us of their content. We will then make all the arrangements to have the papers brought to the university if these people are willing to place them here.
Thank you, Mr. McCarthy, for taking the time to come and talk with us today. We've been talking with Paul McCarthy, University of Alaska archivist, on This Is Your University. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.